talk some Eagles football right now. The former Birds player, buddy of mine, lives in the area, played on that Eagles champion, NFC championship team from 1980, back when Dick Vermeil was the head coach. And Ken Dunnick was a player on the team, and Kenny joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline for his perspective on the present-day Birds. Ken, what's going on, man?
Hey, Joe, how are you?
How you been, pal?
I've been good. You know, I've just left Dick Vermeil. We had a wine event at Antero.
He's awesome with that stuff, man.
We've had a couple glasses of Vermeil wine, so you're going to get the unvarnished truth.
I love it. I love it. You know, it's Vermeil, man. I was at a golf outing with him last week, and he is just it's great that you guys all still gravitate to him. Yeah, and that, you know, it's just, what was it like to play for Dick Vermeil, to be in a locker room where Dick Vermeil's the leader? What's that like?
Well, Joe, listen, you know my story. I didn't play high school football. I was a basketball player at the University of Memphis. And for me to walk on to the Eagles in 1980 and get a spot on that team, and for that team to go to the Super Bowl, obviously, it was a dream come true. And, you know, over the years, Dick Vermeil has treated me like I'm his son. And I was I forget how many guys were on the roster back then, but I was certainly towards the end of the line as far as importance is concerned. And, you know, he stayed in touch with me and helped me through the years. And, of course, now that I run Jersey Man and Philly Man magazine, I help him with his wine business. And he's just a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
One of my role models.
No doubt. No, he's as good as it gets. Ken Dunnick with us on the Comcast News Hotline. Ken, what do you make of the present-day Birds? You and I have talked a lot about it through the years. And obviously we've seen, you know, some transformation, to say the least, this offseason. What do you make of how they're shaping up for 2016?
Well, Joe, you know, I always tell you the truth, and at the risk of losing my Eagles alumni card, I like Jeffrey Lurie. I think he's a good guy. I think he sincerely wants to win. I just don't think he knows how. And, you know, with all due respect to Howie Roseman, I don't think he's qualified to run a professional football franchise. I think Doug Peterson's the stretch. I mean, listen, I'm the biggest Eagles fan in the world. I want the Eagles to win. Could we have found a better qualified candidate on a team to lead a team that hasn't won a Super Bowl in its existence? I think we probably could have. So, you know, I'm staying on the team. I'm hoping for the best, but I certainly have my doubts.
Wow. Ken, I've been impressed with Roseman this offseason, Doug. I mean, look, it's Act Two. We all know what went down with him and Chip. He basically had the sabbatical, for lack of a better way to put it. I thought he came out firing back. I thought he had a very impressive offseason.
Well, hey, listen, Joe, I agree with you. Those initial rounds of trades when he got rid of Maxwell and DeMarco Murray, I thought were very good moves. Now, the Bradford deal has me puzzled because, you know, when you draft Wentz, and you've already given Bradford $11 million guaranteed a signing bonus and more than that guaranteed. No, that move just mystifies me. Now, to me, Bradford wasn't the problem last year. Sam Bradford, I thought, played pretty well behind a very poor offensive line with no really quality wide receivers.
Yeah,
so,
yep.
You know, I thought going into this season, I thought Bradford would be the guy. You got him for a couple of years. You fill in some gaps, offensive lineman, speed wide receiver, you know, linebacker, maybe a safety, and you improve the team overall. And then, you draft a guy like a Wentz that can take it to the promised land. So, you know, listen, I don't do this day by day. I give credit to the people that do. Maybe they know something I don't, but. You know, the move with Wentz and Bradford just puzzled me.
Ken Dunnick on the Comcast Business Hotline. Ken, the defense, I mean, there's a lot of people think the defense can be pretty legit. You seeing that?
You know, I do. I think, you know, we've got to fill in that linebacker spot. And once we do that, you know, I think they're pretty solid all areas. I think they've got, you know, some pretty good pass rushers. Of course, we've got, you know, to get the Cox thing straightened out.
Yep.
And, you know, in the defensive backfield, I'd like to see one more quality guy back there. But defensively, I think they have a chance. And, you know, Jim Schwartz has a track record of success. So I'm hopeful that the defense will hold its own.
They are light. I mean, when you look at where they're light, they really are, though, light at cornerback. They are light at running back, and they are likely light at wide receiver. I think those are and that, by the way, that's a lot, because it's one thing to be – you know, have a kind of a rough spot at a position, but three positions where it stands out, I think, pretty prominently: running back, wide receiver, cornerback. That's an issue.
Well, you know, since I was an offensive player, I can speak to the offense. And, you know, if you don't have quality skill position players in this day and age of offensive football, you know, you're behind the eight ball. And, you know, I think quarterback, they've got three pretty good alternatives now. But who are you going to throw the ball to? Who are you going to hand it off to? The offensive line, I think, will be improved. But, you know, unless we fill those two other spots, I think you're looking at probably a 2 or 3 year reclamation project.
Doug Peterson, I mean, it sounds like you're not high on Peterson. It's, you know, it's interesting, Ken, because, look, unusual hire from the standpoint that I don't remember a player as marginal as Peterson was in Philadelphia sports hired by a Philadelphia sports team. I mean, we've had, you know, Boa hired. We've had Bill Barber hired. We've had Mo Cheeks hired. We've had Billy Cunningham hired. But Doug Peterson being hired is out of the norm within this town. With that said, look, I think we got to sit back and give the guy a shot. I mean, there's a lot of skepticism. Some strange comments out of the gate, you know, some of that stuff about the Kansas City, you know, final game versus New England. But, you know, let's see what happens, I guess.
Well, listen, what choice do we have?
I mean, I
think Doug Peterson is a quality person. I think, you know, he does have a track record as a player. You don't have to be a great player to be a great coach. However, you know, if I'm running a franchise that's been around for 50 years and have never won a Super Bowl, I'm probably going to, you know, uncover every opportunity to find a guy. Hey, listen, what's Urban Meyer doing? What's, you know, Nick Saban doing? What, you know, what's John Gruden doing? You know, how much money is it going to take? Do I have to give control of the franchise? And that's the key. I don't think Lurie and Roseman want to give the keys to the franchise to any qualified guy who may have a better track record of success than Doug Peterson. So we have Doug Peterson. Let's hope for the best, and let's hope he can do it.
That's interesting. Ken, appreciate you joining the show tonight, man. Always love talking football with
Joe,
you.
Joe, I'm going to give you a little shout-out here. I listen to a lot of sports talk radio. You're one of the most knowledgeable guys on the air. You come up with stuff that amazes me, and I really enjoy your show. So
Ken, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Ken, have a great rest of the night. Talk to you soon. All right, there he is. Ken Dunn at Comcast Business Hotline. Played on that Eagles team that, of course, won the NFC Championship game back in 1980. Very opinionated. Wow. Harsh on Roseman, Peterson, Lurie. And certainly that's something that is an opinion shared by some, but he went 1, 2, 3 right there. Oh, man.